Good morning, Chad Moyer with you here on the Rural Radio Network. Let's recap this past week's market activity. To do that, we'll visit with Blake Kopitz from the ARC Group in Lincoln. USDA released its latest supply and demand numbers yesterday, and we'll check on those here in just a moment. First of all, give us the weekly numbers. Where do we end yesterday compared to a week ago, Blake?
Well, we tried to finish lower on the week, but we caught a late rally into the close on Friday and ended up higher across the board for the week. March corn finished the week at 359.5, up 12.25. December 17 corn finished at 388.5. That was up 10.75. January beans, 1037.5. That was up 10 cents. November beans finished at 1025. That was also up 10 cents. And July wheat finished the week up a nickel, finishing at 437.5.
All right. As mentioned, that USDA report yesterday, you made mention that most of the numbers came in within expectations, but are there a few key numbers that you were especially looking at, Blake?
Not necessarily key numbers that I personally was looking at. Like you said, the U.S. numbers came right in line with expectations. Corn ending stocks came in at 2.4 billion. Bean stocks came in at 480 million. That was slightly above expectations and right in line with last month's estimates. Where a little bit of a surprise was in the world balance sheet. Corn ending stocks for the world came in at 222.25 million metric tons. That was above expectations. Beans came in 82.9 million metric tons, and that was over a million over expectations and versus last month. It's just pretty much confirming that the world is awash in grain. One surprising thing to note is there is a 9 million bushel production increase in corn across the world with no production increase estimates in the U.S. That's kind of surprising. Pretty bearish overall. Looking longer, it's kind of scary to see the other countries coming along and being more important in the grain trade, and a lot of these production increases are coming from major exporting countries, which takes market share away from us. And in the wheat market, you know, in our area, we don't trade a ton of wheat, but you got Australia, who is projected to raise another record crop at already record ending stock, so that can't help the wheat market there and might hold the corn back a little bit.
Now, even before this report came out yesterday, the soybeans had a little bit of volatility. What would you say led to some of that movement in soybeans this week, Blake?
A little bit had to do with some South American weather and fund activity. To me, it seems a little early to be putting a lot of weather premium in the bean market, but there was some concerns. It is dry in Argentina. The 6 to 10 day outlook looks like there'll be some rains, but too much stress. We could see it hurt the production a little bit. And then also with that, the funds were covering short and adding some length to it. They actually held their longest position since midsummer when everybody thought there was going to be a drought, which helped bolster the market. But at the same time, it's kind of scary that there's not a whole lot of bullish news out there with funds holding length. Should they get tired or bored or move money elsewhere and start selling, you're looking at quite a rapid decline in price.
All right. Just as we wrap up our discussion here for this week, Blake, you know, you're looking at the marketing plan. What are some things that we can focus on and potentially some new crop corn and beans potentially? Tell us about that.
Well, our corn trade, we kind of have that 390 to 395 mark to start putting on our enhanced averages. Whatever day you put it on, that's your strike price. If the market's above that strike price, you get the closing price into your average, and if it's below, you get the strike price. Putting those on for about 25 to 27 cents. We're also looking at selling some short-dated calls with it to bring in premium, and also maybe look to sell some puts on a pullback. Looking to do a similar trade on beans, otherwise just outright hedging or hedge to arrive a little bit of an increment, or else if you want to do more of a chunk, maybe a put call spread or throw a put on today and then see if we get a rally and sell a call there to bring in some premium. But the way USDA supply and demand report came out in the overall outlook, now is the time to market next year's crop, just like last year was the time some hand it's this year's old crop. And really hope we're wrong, because we're not going to get heavily sold right now.
All right, very good. Good information, good conversation. Thanks for the discussion. Have a good weekend, okay?
Thank you, you too.
Again, that's Blake Kopetz at the ARC Group in Lincoln. For more information, you can call him toll-free at 866-574-2724. They're also online at agriskconsulting.net. Here on the Rural Radio Network, that's a recap of this week's markets. I'm Chad Moyer reporting.